Welcome to the Gay Buddhist Forum, where teachers from all schools of Buddhism offer their perspectives on the Dharma and its application in modern times, especially for LGBTQI audiences. These talks are offered freely to the world and made possible by appreciative listeners. If you would like to support our efforts to share the Dharma with underserved audiences, please visit gaybuddhist.org. There you can donate, find a list of upcoming speakers, or enjoy many hundreds of these recorded talks dating back to 1996.
Welcome. I'd like to remind the old timers to speak to our new people and make them feel included after the talk. Today we have Eve Siegel speaking to us. And Eve is a certified massage therapist, a body energy therapist, a co-active life coach, popular presenter, and Tibetan Buddhist practitioner. Since 1989, she has helped a wide variety of people learn how to transform obstacles into radiant aliveness and personal fulfillment. And we ask that people remain sitting, either on a cushion or a chair, while the speaker talks. So I'd like to turn it over to Eve.
Thank you. And greetings, all. It's always so amazing to see such a large group of people inside on a sunny day, Sunday especially. But thank you for having me here. And today, but this would be an opportunity to kind of explore expanding our space and having a chance to come here into the purpose of our being. In other words, you know, why are we here? And kind of feel that out a bit. So I was just kind of meditating about different things as I was sitting around yesterday, and I was looking through some old notes that I had cleaning out my garage from my llama, and one of them says, you know, true nature is like an artichoke. That was a good start. He had just come to California. He was very impressed with artichokes. So true nature is like an artichoke. It's, you have to go through many leaves to get to the heart, basically. And made me think of another friend of mine in college who had come from Florida, and he and his wife were given a bag of artichokes and from some person who wanted to make them feel welcome to California. And they thanked them, and then they realized they didn't know what to do with them, and they were mortified. They didn't know who to ask or what to do with these things, but they realized they had to be able to say something about them to their benefactor. And so they finally found someone who took pity on them and showed them what to do to make an artichoke edible. But it was this quality here of, you know, what do we do with ourselves, you know, or how can we be with ourselves in such a way that we come into the sense of our life purpose? Because energetically, we all have a life purpose. We can't really go on without a life purpose, even though it may stay very much undercover. It may go around in your life feeling, I don't really know what my life purpose is. Mm-hmm. But we all have it. It's like what drives the seed. It makes things grow. It makes things happen. It makes the energy come forward. And the more that we stay in our life purpose, the more that we become aware of that and stay in the energy of that, the more that we feel we know why we're here, and the more we feel that we're living completely in our energy. So if I might try something, a thing or two here, and all of this is voluntary participation, do whatever you wish to of what I'm going to suggest. If you don't feel like it, just be yourself. But I will invite you to, right now, just notice where you are. Just kind of notice yourself spatially. Notice the energy and the space that you're taking up right now. And even though we're in a group together, kind of come into yourself. And you can do this eyes open, shut, but I'd like you to really feel how much space you take up. And I'd like you to go into the joints of your body. I'd like you to feel your blood coursing through you. And then get a sense of the zing, the energy, the movement inside of you that's not attached to anything, that's also there. And just notice if you take up more than the space that you're sitting on right now. Do you fill it exactly? Do you feel smaller? And then notice if you're comfortable in the amount of space that you're taking up. Do you in any way wish to expand, pull back? Are you comfortable the way you are in the middle of other people, in the center of yourself? And then right now, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to just do an energy check, okay? So on the scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being practically dead and 10 being just can't stand it, I'm so alive. I'd like you to know where you are right at this moment, okay? So we're just going to go around and have everybody, anybody who wishes to do this, check in. So maybe just start over and go back. So just sing out your number.
8.9999.
Okay, great. Thank you. I just keep going and we'll go up.
7.4.
Mm-hmm. I guess that may, yeah, maybe we should just do that, okay? Yeah.
6.4.6.6.8.3.
Yep. Honest person. Okay, good. What else? Where do we, Jim, I thought we ended up with you.
Oh, something I said six. Oh, I'm sorry.
Slowly.
I just went swimming, so I'm a 9.
G.
Yeah.
Anyone else wish to share?
8. 7.
5.
On a soul. Good. And I am definitely a 9.5 right now, but I have the benefit of all your energy coming towards me. Thank you. So there's a wide range, a wide variety of energies in the room. And we're all sort of participating with each other, and yet we're in our own. And we're just going to continue this this theme of flow here for a little bit. I'd like right now for anybody who wishes to again close your eyes and let yourself be as comfortable as possible. Let yourself breathe and fill up. And then I'd like you to go back to a time in your life, which may have been just an hour ago, who knows, when you were in your full energy, you're absolutely, nothing could stop you. You're in this absolutely wide open, expanded time of your life. Everything was just going your way, even if it was for 5 minutes. But it happened. So I'd like you to recall, bring this up. What was this time? Where were you? Who were you with? What was happening? What kind of impact did your presence have on the situation, on whatever was happening? And I'd like you just to feel, this was a time when you were just fully, tinglingly alive. I'd like you just to notice that. And then I'd like you to turn to somebody near you. If you have the right number to do pairs, that's great. If not, it can be a triad. So can you just, is it okay? Is it permissible to turn on your Apu, I hope? You have to stay on it, but you can turn. And I'd like one person to share with the other who will listen. Okay? And before you get going, just sort of quietly find somebody. One person is going to share their life-opening experience here. The other person is going to listen. And the other person is especially going to be listening for any words or any expression from body, spirit, that speaks to opening. Okay? And then when the person is finished talking, give a couple of minutes there, then you're going to get feedback from the person who is listening to you. Okay? Does everyone have a partner here right now? Do you all actually have?
Experience that with some high or good.
We're in a three.
You're in a three. Okay.
I can do it if there's somebody else.
Is there anybody else?
We're three.
You're a three also? Is it, how about maybe a one and one from the three? Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So why don't you start, and in a couple of minutes I'm going to call time, and then and then we'll go on to the feedback. Okay? Does that make sense? No. Okay, so one of you share your thing of that time of some power in your life. Okay. And just share it everywhere.
I'm going to go to the next one.
At this point,
we've exchanged.
Okay, great. Right. So, what I'd like to do right now is, that is fine. You'll have time to continue. If anybody else not done an exchange with your partner, okay, great. So, what I'd like you to do is right now, could you exchange those people who haven't? And the people who have already done your exchanges, I'd like you now to take turns, if you haven't already, giving some feedback to your partner about what you were noticing in terms of what they were saying that was opening for them, what you were catching in the look of their energy coming from them. What did you notice? And give them some feedback. Does that make sense? Everybody?
Thank you.
It's like someone just turned off the ocean here. That's great. So, okay. Just show of hands, anybody whose energy is 7 or higher right now. Okay, good. So, okay. Like maybe a brave hare or triad to share something about what is going on here when somebody is telling you or you're telling somebody a story of a time of just optimal power in your life, a sense of just feeling completely alive and in your power. What happens? And as the listener, as the partner to the person who's telling the story, you know, what did you experience? What did you notice change in your partner who was telling you their story? Would anyone like to share anything? Great.
Paul here was talking about body surfing. And as he was recalling an incident, he sat up, his hands were doing almost a kind of wave-like motion, and you know, you could just see the enthusiasm and aliveness as he was recalling this.
Great. Is that what you were feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so that what Paul was saying and what he was showing, body, his words, and so forth, was all very congruent, all right together. And did you notice a shift in energy in Paul or in you?
You know, I thought about that briefly, and I hadn't noticed, mm-hmm. I hadn't paid attention to what he was like before, mm-hmm. so I can't tell you there was a shift, but my attention changed because I was not aware of this, or I hadn't been aware of what he was like before.
So. Were you more attracted to listening to him as you felt his energy come through there? Yeah. Yeah. Great. Thank you. Anyone else with an insight here? Yeah,
Jim. I found my imagination. I mean, I could feel myself in the scene, and I felt like I knew what he was talking about, and I sort of got off of the story. It was a great story.
Okay, so
which we don't need to go into.
Right. We won't ask any details, but could you just forces to hold back our curiosity, but but there is here a sense of energy, interest, curiosity, all evolving as, I'm sorry, I don't know,
Joe,
as Joe is telling his story of personal power, of a time of real feeling in your life.
It's like
energy.
Oscillation, you know,
mm-hmm.
moving in.
Both of you connecting that way. Yeah, okay. So, this is great. And let's have one more, please. Did you volunteer?
I know Jim, he was talking about music, and I'm a musical person, and I just can see there are no boundaries whatsoever when we start talking about music. You can see the notes racing all over the place.
I thought you were 10.
We're hearing that the oscillation, right? No, but again, you can feel, can you feel right now, actually, in the room, a sense of wave motion or vibration or something, I don't know how you would describe it, but a difference from when we started, right? True, we started from a meditational place, but this is actually a meditation of the wave of energy coming forth. It's the wave at its height, the wave at its fullest. And this place is where you want to check in to, why am I here? You know, what is my purpose in being here on this planet, in this body, at this time, in this life? What am I doing here? Okay. And we're asking this in the sense of real curiosity and real interest of what is my purpose? You know, what keeps me going 24/7? Not the job that I do, not this relationship or whatever necessarily, though it might be. But it's probably embedded in there. It's if you're feeling a sense of happiness, of joyfulness in what you do, in your relationship, primary relationship or relationships, or the way you're living your life, it's probably because your purpose for being here is being fulfilled. And so at this point, I'd like you maybe just to, again, close your eyes and come inward and make yourself comfortable. And I'd like you to feel from this vibrational, this high vibrational place that you have been in and that you have felt all of us here in the room being in, or most of us anyway. I'd like you to feel now the seed of your life. What is at the center of the seed of your life? What is your purpose that is wanting to thrust forward, and that you know when you're at a time of feeling complete, of feeling in your power? Get a picture, an image, or feel what thought or feeling arises. And then in this place, if anybody would like to just speak aloud and say what you feel your life purpose is right now, that would be great.
To realize the truth.
Speak forward, anybody who would like to.
Interconnectedness.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
To make people laugh and smile.
Mm-hmm.
To help people be free.
Find an expression through sound.
Creativity through images and words.
Mm-hmm. Is anyone else who'd like to speak, please? Slowly opening your eyes and coming back to the room. Yeah. How was this to go inside and get your image or feeling or words? Okay. Good. So just noticing that whatever arose for you inside, whether it's in you, it's yours, and it's a really powerful quality in your life. It is the powerful quality in your life that helps further anything that you choose to do, any action at all that you might take, any way that you might be with yourself, with others, comes from this dynamic seed energy. This is you. This is your unique quality in being here. And just like to share with you that feeling of, it's often a great relief to understand, to know that you know, many times we might have taken up action, we might have decided to do things, and they didn't seem to further, even though they were based on very good, sound reasons for why they should succeed. You know, we had great experiences in it. We had professional experience doing something, and just wanted to go on in that track, and it somehow was boring, or it didn't happen, or something. There's a reason why this relationship should work out, but somehow or another, there was no energy there. It didn't happen. We come back to our seed. I just kind of look again at our purpose, our motivation, our singular reason for being here. I think, is this in alignment with that? Is what we're choosing now to do or to be in alignment with this deep underlying sense of purpose? So I'm just wondering if anyone has anything to share along those lines, actually. Either a story where you went along with your feeling of life purpose and something furthered, or you didn't and it didn't.
Yeah. I have a question about whether there's different kinds of this energy. Because this idea of like I'm an 8 or I'm a 5 or I'm a 3, sometimes when I'm an 8, what we did was constructive things so far. But if I'm in a faculty meeting that's badly run, I look around the room, those of us who are agitated are 8s. Most people are at 0, they check that. But resentment and anger, is that the same 8 as the 8 running and music? It really is a question, because it leads to stress and high blood pressure and all that. But it's energy. I'm at an 8, but it's not a healthy 8. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or is it all, what are we...
Well, actually, there actually been studies on energy, which is really interesting. Wherein they found that certain energies, like joy, for example, joyfulness is, of course, as you can imagine, very, very high up there. It's unimpeded; it moves through. Whereas energies around, I think actually one of the very lowest is shame, and anxiety is kind of in the middle. In other words, there's an energy there. But it has no way to go anywhere. That's its nature. And therefore, it gives an upsetting, an upsetting, agitating kind of quality to it, as if you've got something, but you can't go anywhere with it, right? Same with, you know, in a situation where you're tied up somewhere, in a place where presumably you can't just walk out without some consequences, and you have to be there. You do feel that you're alive, you have energy, you would put it somewhere gladly if there was somewhere to go with it. But there's, in this case, nowhere to go with it. So I think you need to recognize, though, and I think it's okay to recognize, that you've got energy, you know? But that if you stay in this sort of environment as a regular, you know, ongoing part of your life, you're going to need to do something about the environment, or make a switch in some way that you don't have to be in it that much in order to do your job, if that makes sense. You know, because you need to take your energy, if you want to feel alive and on purpose, and go somewhere with it. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that
it's
energy...
Like a relationship you know should have ended a year ago.
something like that.
Yeah.
Or it has to be reconfigured
right.
in some way,
right.
You know. But yeah. Yeah. The thing is, using your energy though as a tool to just know, am I you know, living on purpose? Am I living with who I truly am? Is a very useful thing to do. But if you notice that your energy, in most of the situations that you're in, or your primary relationship or something, is always hitting a wall that you're not free to expand, then there's some questions to be asked about the context in which you and your energy are living. You know. What is our primary goal as human beings, as beings? What's the primary goal of creatures, beings, sentient beings?
To die.
To die, very good. But in the meantime... All right, in the meantime, what?
Be happy.
It can be happy. That goes with the sense of having energy to be happy with. And having energy says that what? You are
be alive.
Alive, thank you. The very word I needed to hear there. Yes, and yeah, sure, ultimately we'll die. But right now, while we're moving, acting, being, interacting, our goal is to live fully.
I'm just going to share a story from an experience I had a number of years ago at a yoga center where the leader was leading a chant, and the chant sort of started off slowly and slowly built up speed, and finally it was like, and it was a large group of people in a large room, and it was this very joyous sort of chant, and it reached a certain point, and I thought, oh my God, it's like, this can't go any higher, it's just like, there's so much joy and bliss to this. And then, like, she would bring it higher. I thought, oh my God, no, this is as far as it'll go. And then she brought it higher, and then she brought it higher. And it's like, I realized, I have no conception of, like, the possibilities of how much joy I'm capable of feeling. It's like, and of course, you know, the next day, it comes down, you need to sleep, and so forth. But it's like, and your nervous system, in a way, can't hold that much energy for that long a period.
Okay, that's a great thing that you brought up, because you had the two things going there. One is that your own energetic container was being called upon to stretch further than you'd ever felt it stretched before. Even there was a concern that you might explode, you know, before you could get to where this leader was taking you. And also the sense then that you could go so much further, you know? It is possible to go much further than we could ever conceive of, you know? That's great. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as the non-dualist in the crowd, and Westminster was here a couple of weeks ago,
yes.
The only thing you can ever do is to simply be here, because even talking about what your feelings are is I, me, mine, and to get out of that mindset and to simply be here with everything, as everything, which is a closer to an amazing kind of Buddhist truth. The most you can do is just to be here from moment to moment. That's all you can ever do within the chapter.
Thank you. Yeah. To be here from moment to moment and continue to really be here, you know? How much can you really let yourself be here? Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a nice exercise in doing that, as a matter of fact, just what you've been working on.
Good. Thanks. What else? Any thoughts, comments, feelings, questions?
But I think sometimes we don't necessarily see our own energy. We're not aware how it's functioning or how it's experienced by others.
Mm-hmm.
Nobu was telling me about when he was 10 or 11 and being on stage and being joyful and being open. And I thought, well, that's how you are all the time. I mean, that's the energy that
you experience.
That that's what he puts off in the world. And I don't think he. Aware of that.
Are you aware that's what you give out?
No, I cannot do that now because I always worry about what they think, and I cannot perform on the stage now. But 10, 11, like that.
But you actually can't. Which brings us to another whole thing here, actually, of, you know, until you reach that point where you can just be in your bliss, in your center, anywhere, and not worry about what anyone else thinks or does about it. To have some sense of discrimination in terms of who you do share all of yourself with, or practice opening with, you want someone like Jump, who's so willing to see you perform on stage in all your power and energy.
He's a performer.
Is he a performer? This is a mutual. This is a great mutual pact here. This is great. You both of you bring out the possibility of your energy to evolve, you know, and to be open. And that's a great support system if you feel you need that. That's great. You know, why would you choose necessarily to hang out with someone who, as soon as you start to open, can only feel threatened by it or feel like they want to pull back, they can't contain who you are? You know, we don't have all the time in the world. If we want to live and be truly alive, then we have to make some choices about where we spend our time, what we do, who we're with, what lets us feel our personal sense of power and purpose in being here, and not let anyone take that away. You know? But it does take the support of those people who can see you, be with you, and let you live in your life purpose, in your life way. You know? Just as you would like to be there for those people trying to do it also. So it is important, I feel, to be aware of how of what our energy is at different times and how it affects other people, you know, and which people can take it, enjoy it, help it grow and thrive.
The definition of the word energy is how different from mood.
That's a good question. Well, moods have energy, right? So if you're angry, there's an energy. There's always energy in a mood. Depression as a mood might be a very low type of energy, but there's something there.
It's so... just hard to categorize which one was the perfect 10 mood.
That's good. I'm glad you mentioned that.
If you experience some period of time, then you have joy, then that's a joy time. Then later on, you never get the same joy from the same experience.
That's interesting. I don't know. That's an interesting perspective of yours. But I think it's really great that you're aware of the energy that there is in different ways at different times in yourself and in other people too.
Yeah, that's why I feel the kind of slow mood this morning from my sleepiness.
Yeah.
Just like quieting with the upstairs breath and made a noise and made a call three times and that's just what I did. So.
It's very good, very honest. And you can really feel where you're at.
Well, I'm so calm now.
It's okay. Thank you. Any last
thing?
Yes.
I'd just like to offer a metaphor for how I think about the relationship of energy and mood. And that is that I think of the life force as just this sort of white energy. And the different moods are colored by the thoughts that go into my mind. So if I'm having a mood, having angry thoughts, it'll color that life force to this red sort of yucky vibration. If I'm having a joyous thought, so it'll color that life force with a bright yellow, or you know, etc. That's kind of what I think about.
Great. So that there is, as long as we're alive, a life force within us that we're tapped into, right, and that plays out in different ways and different colors, depending.
I tend to use the word awareness often because of its comprehensive quality. That is, in our discussion, I mentioned the situation Friday night, in which I felt very alive and was fear. I've also had experiences of genuine horror. I live in the Upper Tenderloin. those things can be very invigorating and be very teaching about the power of life and what it means to really be alive.
Yes, indeed. It is. It is not just joy.
That's right.
Right, there are all kinds of qualities that give us a sense of being alive in what we experience. The main thing is to be open to what we experience. Yeah, thank you.
Speaking of being alive, I find that when I'm most alive is when I let go of what has passed away and what is yet to be, It's kind of words of Leonard Cohen, one of the songs.
I thought it was interesting when you're having people talk about their purpose, you know, what came up for people and their purpose, the thought entered my mind of like interconnectedness, like they were all, like it seemed all really positive and helping people or creating things, so it seemed more to me like interconnected.
That we were all interconnected here in our sense of purpose, or
yeah,
okay,
yeah, I think that would sort of lead you to a conclusion that, or it sort of leads me to that conclusion that people's deep purposes would help along a sense of interconnectedness.
Great, thanks. That's a very interesting insight. Yeah. Well, coming to a stopping place and a conclusion, and I just wanted to check in, and I hope that we're feeling mostly complete in this brief amount of time together here. But I want to thank you for being so alive and participatory at whatever level you felt you could join in at. Thank you for doing so, and for, you know, helping us all be heard and experienced in who we are and why we're here. And I just wanted to just conclude here by saying that I have a few materials out on that sort of coffee table thing out there on the work I do in life transitions coaching and body energy therapy. And to let you know that actually right now I'm starting the certification program in life coaching, and I have some very special rates that are going on right now, and so I'm looking for a few more people to join in while I go through this program in the next 6 months. So you might want to look at the letter that's out there if you have any interest, or sign up, and I'll be happy to talk to you. And I'll be around for a while after we're over. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Will you be available for questions after?
Sure.
Do we have a host today?
As the host, I brought some food to share for afterwards in our social time. Also, there's a couple of things to remind you of. For people who are new, there's a sign-up sheet where you can receive the newsletter and or emails from this group. We have a donable. We have a suggested donation for $5 to $8, but you can give anything that you want. Also, if you use a teacup, be sure and wash it out. And there's generally a group that meets for lunch afterwards, so they kind of gather out by the door as people leave. So feel free to join that group.
Thank you, Richard. Mm-hmm. Are there any other announcements?
My name's Darren, and I'm having a meditation study group at my house for people that like a little extra support in the meditation practice. And so that's 7:30 to 8:30 on Tuesday nights, and if you're interested, I'm right in the heart of the city at Baker and Fulton Street, 518 Baker Street, so feel free to show up or talk to me, and I can give you that information afterwards.
G'day, I'm CJ, and I'm the potluck coordinator. I haven't been here in a couple of weeks, but I'm still coordinating potlucks. If anybody would like to open up their home to a potluck, grab it after the gig.
Is there another?
Yes. Hi, I'm Kay, and I'm the coordinator for this year's retreat for GBF. And this year's retreat is from October 13th through 15th. And registration is open right now. And you can pick up the registration form up there. It's a yellow sheet. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask me. Again, my name is Kay. And this year, we are offering scholarships. So if you have a need, please talk to me or fill out the form. And so that, and I hope you, whoever is interested, will be able to come. So, thank you.
Any other announcements? Okay, I guess you can stand and close, and he will read us.
It's amazing how we've all changed shape. A circle. So right now I'd like you just to really feel yourself supported by your feet and legs. And if you're not, just lean on your neighbor. But just kind of, right now, just kind of feel that you're connected with the ground, and you're also connected with your neighbors. You get a little hello. And just feel yourself breathing and alive. And just notice that we're all part of one energy continuum. You can feel it here as we're in the circle together. We're all alive, breathing, warm, sentient beings. And our spirit is carried in our energy, within ourselves, moving as we share it with others through the whole of our circle here. And just feel right now that we're also breathing in and connected with the life force, wherever it comes from. It's infinitely large. It holds us together and in ourselves. Thank you for this time of being alive together. And please continue to enjoy your aliveness today.
Thank you for listening to the Gay Buddhist Forum. If you would like to hear several new talks per month and be notified of upcoming speakers so you can participate live, please subscribe to this podcast, like us on Facebook, and join our mailing list by visiting gaybuddhist.org.